At this Thanksgiving season, the mood in Washington is heavy.
NPR's senior news analyst, Daniel Shore.
The business of running the government has become increasingly combative with threats of vetoes, veto overrides, and filibusters. The nascent presidential campaign concentrates increasingly on searching for chinks in the opponent's armor. 6 years since 9/11, the nation runs scared, with yellow and orange homeland security alerts and stepped-up surveillance. The millions going home for the holidays face longer lines at the airport and more expensive gasoline on the road. One can no longer say that getting there is half the fun. But for me, the most depressing aspect of our national life on this Thanksgiving is our post-9/11 fear of foreigners. Entering the United States has become such a nightmare that tourist trips to this country have declined 17%, with a loss of $94 billion in tourist revenues. And that's not all that's been lost. The lesson of Thanksgiving that I learned in grade school was tolerance, tolerance towards strangers. If the pilgrims landed on America's shore today without valid visas, I wonder if they would be arrested and deported as illegal aliens. Not very funny, perhaps. But then I read of how some aliens are treated. A German woman overstays her visa by a couple of days and applies for an extension so she can spend more time with her fiancé, a Dartmouth College athletic coach. She is arrested and, for a time, faces deportation. Or a case from the front page of the New York Times. Immigration agents raid a home in Toledo, Ohio, find an undocumented Honduran woman breastfeeding a baby. She is arrested for deportation. The child, a native-born American, is turned over to the social services. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood. This is Daniel Shore at Thanksgiving.